Hello, mate.
How you doing, sir?
I'm good, mate. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks. You're in Toronto today?
Yeah, man. Yeah. It's absolutely cold outside, so I haven't really left my room, to be honest.
No, I wouldn't either. Stay there as long as you can.
Yeah, man.
We hibernate here in the winter. I don't know if you know that.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, well. Of course we do. You learn something new every day, huh?
Exactly. Tell me about the new album. What did it? Anything change in terms of approach to it between the last album and this one?
Well, I think being a second record, it was kind of we were trying to sort of do more of the same, but like a tiny step up, if you know what I mean, in sort of production. And I think. Our abilities have increased, you know, musically, and like even sort of like knowledge wise, and you listen to more and more music in the world and stuff, and you build up a new sort of new basis of where you're going to go, kind of thing, you know, like you branch your musical tastes out and the songs change, and you know, and all of that sort of stuff. So that's constantly happening, and we're always growing. But the record, yeah, we've tried to. Try to keep more of the same, but just a step up, really. And I think we've done a good job. I mean, some of the stuff was stuff from a while back that we thought we felt we needed to get out, you know, out mm-hmm. to people. But also a lot of the stuff's very, very new.
Nice. And what is the songwriting process like for the band? Who does most of the songwriting, or is it a collaborative effort?
All right. Well, Luke's the chief songwriter. We're all very prolific, but he's always got a real high level of coming out with some really good stuff. And then us lot, we all write as well. And we're still learning a bit more, kind of thing. We haven't been doing it for so long. So like the odd song will be really, really good, you know. We're getting better. I mean, I had a couple of them on the new one and one on the last one, but it's kind of, yeah, you know, we're like all helping each other kind of thing. But when it comes to like arranging and obviously parts and mm-hmm. even new chords and changing things, we're all very good at that.
You're still touring, you're doing a short tour on this one, I guess just more of a publicity tour this time around. Is there a bigger tour in the works for the spring summer?
There is, yeah. Around sort of May, July time.
Nice.
May to July. I think we're coming over here for a substantial amount of time, which should be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it, actually. I mean, as I say, we want to get our music out to as many people as possible. And the thing is, when you come over to a different country, you've got to start again, you know?
Yeah.
So that's a healthy thing, you know?
Sure. And what's... go ahead.
Sorry, we're going to build it up. That's all we're going to do.
Oh, perfect. What's that, when you're out on the road, is there camaraderie at the band, or y'all do your own thing, or y'all hang out together and cause trouble?
A bit of both, to be honest. I mean, if we were together all the time, I think we'd probably drive each other crazy. But we love going out for a few beers and chilling out and whatever's going on in each town, because every single town, especially over here, has got so many different things to do, you know, like... they're all so individual.
Tell me a bit about the first single from the album. Why was it chosen, or did you have anything to do with choosing it? Or
is it Always Where I Need to Be over here? Because I'm not sure what it's different everywhere.
Yeah, same thing here. Always Where I Need to Be.
Cool. Yeah, yeah. The reason why we chose that one was we thought it was the most instant song on the record.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, we thought... It was quite brash, and we thought that would be a good first single. That's pretty much it, to be honest. I mean, there are like sort of better songs on the record, but that's the most instant.
Sure, yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, some songs are more probably growers, and this one is on a first listen and pretty catchy.
Yeah, yeah.